following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
If you wait till the last minute to buy Valentine's Day flowers, you're going to pay a lot more at the local florist. But with Pro Flowers, you get 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase, only $19.99. Only radio listeners can get this exclusive upgrade. Add chocolate to teddy bear and a lavender bath kit, just $10 more. Guaranteed Valentine's Day delivery. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention ESPN Radio. Or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in ESPN Radio. Offer expires Friday.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Okay, now football's over. Well, by the way, Merritt, coming up on the show, it's Doug and Daddy Show. We do this pretty much every weekday, 11 to 12, here on ESPN Radio. We're glad you're along with us. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis. Could you bring me that stack of things that I would have to do if the Steelers won the Super Bowl? Because now that I don't have to do them, it's even better. So grow the hair until it's Troy Polamalu, bad. P90X, why would I do that? See, this would have been the best. That would have made the finals right there. Take a punt or kickoff return against the Nebraska Danger. That would have been in the finals. We were talking. Well, how, everybody was asking me, well, what'd you decide to do? Well, if the Steelers had won, we were going to pick out three or four and let the listeners vote on it, and then that's what I would have done if the Steelers would have won the Super Bowl. And again, take Zumba. Hey, well, any chance to hang out with Mrs. Shea? You darn right. He run from Railroad to Cunningham's in a thong, Steelers. Yeah, like on a day like this, it would have even mattered. If it had anything to do with the Yankees or the Irish, what was the point? It was all about the Steelers. So, here was a good one. Steal your prized possession, your Cody Green autographed football. See.
That's not hurting Doug. The deal is to make Doug do something uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I'd had to get around your dogs.
Oh.
That would have been tough. Your guard dogs.
There you go.
Good Lord. Somebody said wear a dress, compete in the hot dog contest. See, I could have done that, and that would only been painful for about 5 minutes because Nelson had a good one about beverage of choice. Each Monday for 4 weeks. I must shave my left eyebrow, wear Pittsburgh stuff to Big Ten media days, but see, nobody around here would have seen that. Wear a Pittsburgh jersey to public appearances and pick them and win every Sunday. See, that was a good one. I like that one. Travis, that was good. That was good. Give Bo Pelini a hug after a post-game press conference. I like that one. We could have played that up. I think we could have done that. We would have worked on that. I think that could have happened. Play goalie in a shootout against the Storm. A Gumby costume while wearing a basketball doubleheader on the radio. That could have been warm. Or sing the national anthem. I think, see, right there, how hard was that? We picked four right out of the, right there. We picked four. Which one would you have went with?
I would have done the body shot off of Buck Mahoney.
That wasn't one of them.
Yes, it was.
That was not one of them. Do you see an email with that on there? I don't see one.
I got to go with that one. You know, there were several good ones. We appreciate everybody for getting involved with this. And just came up a little bit short. Had the ball twice, 21-17. Could not take the lead.
But keep those emails coming because you've got a chance to win Big Dally Deli, folk. What's the words again? All you have to do is put together a sentence with Daddy's word Beaver, my word Rogers, and Merritt's word Computer. Put together a sports-related email with those three words, Computer, Beaver, and Rogers, and you could win Big Dally's Deli. Tomorrow, it's Baylor-Nebraska. Men and women, the number one team in the country, coming to Lincoln to beat up on the Husker women. And the Husker men get to travel to Waco. And any place outside of where we're at right now has to be warmer, Daddy.
Yeah, we go to the play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris. He's always gracious with his time. He fit us in this morning. He's got a couple meetings. John, thanks so much. Once again, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Appreciate it. It's good to be on with you guys. And now just listening, I'm trying to figure out who won the Super Bowl bet and who lost the Super Bowl bet.
John, like week four, everybody on ESPN National was trying to pick who the best team in the National Football League was. And this was like a week after. This was a week after the Ravens beat the Steelers. And everybody thought, oh, Big Ben's back. And I just said, if the Steelers win the Super Bowl, I'll do something outrageous that a fan picks. It got way too close for comfort.
Yeah, exactly. So you dodged a big bullet there, huh?
Baylor, John, Baylor Bear basketball has really come onto the scene the last couple, 3 years. They've made some deep runs in the NCAA tournament. They've done a lot of good things down there. What is this year's team as compared to last year's team?
Well, I tell you what, last year's team had that very key ingredient of great chemistry. I mean, as you look back on it, that may have been the best thing about that team last year that, as you know, ended up in the Elite Eight and won a school record 28 games, finished 28-8 last year. This year's team has really, to be honest, struggled to find that same kind of chemistry or get even close. It's still a talented team. We've got some talented players. But for whatever reason, they've been up and down. We lost at Oklahoma last Wednesday. And, you know, Baylor, I think has better talent than Oklahoma, but lost that game. But they really came together Saturday and won in College Station over a very good A&M team. So, you know, we're hoping maybe that's the key to get them going on some kind of run here in the second half of the conference schedule.
It is right here heading into the second half. It is almost anybody's ball game. Texas and Kansas have separated themselves. Seven teams are either 5-4, 4-5, or 4-4. One game separates seven teams. Baylor, one of those teams that sets at 5-4 and third in the conference. And just listening to Doc Sadler being asked about Baylor on the teleconference yesterday, I think he was trying to say it as nice as he could, is that Baylor may have as much talent outside of Kansas of anybody in this conference. They just haven't found a way to make it click. Have there been some heads too big for themselves? Have there been some headline readers down there? Has that finally settled down a little bit?
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't think that's it. I don't think it's big heads. I just think that the chemistry for this team was so good last year that they've struggled to reach that, and there's a lot of new players, some talented players, but still new. We've only got one senior on the team. So I really think it's just kind of finding their way, you know, who does what on the team? What are the roles on this team? And we lost a really veteran point guard in Tweedy Carter, and you guys know how important veteran point guards are in this league or anywhere in college basketball. So I just think it's more of, you know, finding their way and the roles on the team, and hopefully that started in the right direction Saturday.
John, when you're preparing for a game with Nebraska, is this, from the outside looking in at Nebraska basketball, is it still, well, Nebraska basketball, whatever, we should be able to win this game? Or has it reached a point where, boy, Doc Sadler's got some talent this year, it's a little bit different?
Well, you know, with Doc Sadler as the coach, I've never looked at it as, oh, Nebraska basketball. I mean, I know how good a coach he is. I've really respected and watched his career, you know, through the, you know, back to Arkansas days when he was there, and certainly at UTEP and now Nebraska. So I think everybody here that knows basketball in any way respects the job that he does and the way he the way he focuses on defense and makes you play his style of a game. I mean, that's impressive. If any coach would love to do that, to make other teams play their style, and he does a great job of it. So I'm glad that game's here. You know, hopefully that'll be an advantage for Baylor tomorrow night playing here in Waco, because I know Nebraska beat A&M just like Baylor did Saturday a week ago. So great respect for Doc and what he's doing there.
Where do you see this ball club getting – what's going to be the key, I guess, the athleticism of Baylor against Nebraska's defense, or is there something else we should look at tomorrow night?
No, I mean, it's sort of a clash of styles. Baylor would like to get out and run and get points in transition. You know, Nebraska would rather gum it up a little bit, you know, and slow things down. So I think that's part of it. Rebounding is going to be a key. Baylor out-rebounded A&M 35-30, so that was a big part of that win on Saturday. And the home crowd, I think, is going to be a factor. Like I said, I'm glad this game is in Waco, and that may be the difference. But those are a few of the things that I think may be keys on Saturday, on Wednesday, tomorrow.
John, the crowd's been as good. You mentioned a year ago going to the Elite Eight and getting everybody's support of this program. Starting off this year, they had to be fired up for this team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody's fired up. You know, everybody loves a winner. You know how that is. That's the best marketing tool in the world. So everybody's been very fired up and very very good about coming out. We've had some great crowds here in the Farrell Center, and really we've got our biggest games yet to come. We've got Texas still to play in Waco and A&M still here to play in Waco. Those are all late in the season. So we've had great crowds, and the fans have been very supportive of this team. They've kind of been scratching their head a little bit, though, you know, maybe expecting a little bit more. You asked the question about players with big heads. Maybe the fans had big heads a little bit, thinking, oh, yeah, this team went to the Elite Eight last year. You know, they're going to roll on to that again or maybe better this year. So it's kind of been an education process, I think, for them.
Just another minute with John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears. John, in your opinion, is this team going to make the NCAA tournament?
You know, if we had this conversation last week, I would say it's a huge hill to climb. And that was after the loss to Oklahoma, which is really their only bad loss so far on the year. But I would have said they still had the potential to do it. And they showed that with the win over A&M. But they've got to get on a roll. You know, at 5-4 in conference, and like you guys said, everybody's bunched so tightly together. They've got to get on a roll here in the second half of conference to, you know, to put themselves in position. The win over A&M is their only win over a top 50 RPI team. So that's, you know, that's a start on a resume, but that's not enough to get you in the NCAA tournament. So they've got to continue what they did on Saturday, and if they do that, yes, they can get to the NCAA tournament.
John, just a quick comment from you on Scott Drew. Obviously done a fabulous job. The administration took a big shot on hiring a young coach like him. What's he like to be around?
Yeah, he's great to be around. I know you guys probably have a little bit, but he is as upbeat and positive as any, not any coach, but any person I'm ever around. And that's not easy to do, you know. It seems like nothing gets him down. He always is a glass-half-full guy, and he always looks forward and looks at the positive. And you can tell being around him why he's such a great recruiter, how he gets these guys to come here. It's a fun atmosphere. It's a family atmosphere, and the guys enjoy playing together. They get along well, and, you know, it all starts at the top with Coach Drew.
What's the odds that the Nebraska women win tomorrow night?
I don't know. You know, to be honest, I don't know much about the Nebraska women's team. I know Connie Yori's been there a long time and done great. But I tell you, our women's team is really good. Golly, they beat Oklahoma women, who were 13th in the nation at the time, beat them bad last week here in Waco, and then went to Stillwater, which historically has been a tough trip, and beat them by 27. So I tell you, our women's team is really, really good, and they're more than just Brittany Griner. I mean, they got a lot of weapons there. So I'm not educated enough to speak about Nebraska's women's team, but I know our women are good.
Well, John, we appreciate you giving us a couple minutes this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Always a pleasure catching up with you, and we'll be listening tomorrow.
You guys are great. Sure appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thanks, John. John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, getting our program started here today on ESPN Radio.
It's a better chance the men win. It's zero that the women come within 25 of that team.
I hearken you back, and I don't think this team is as good. I would have to look back in our women's folder. In fact, we'll do that during the break because I know everybody wants to know. Nebraska has had success against Baylor's women's team. They were third in the country 3 or 4 years ago. Nebraska beat them in double overtime or something like that, as they've had success in Lincoln. I guess that when we'll find out more about that. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we continue our preview of the Heartland Hoops Classic with Norfolk Catholic boys basketball coach Shane Anderson. They roll in to take on Grand Island Central Catholic in what could be the premier matchup in Saturday's contests at 7:30 is that game. Again, it all gets underway Saturday morning here on ESPN Radio at 9 o'clock. A lot to talk about with some conference champions. An exciting win last night. Lawrence Nelson's girls unbeaten, coming down to the wire, hit a three at the buzzer to win the conference championship. So we'll talk about all the conference champions that were crowned last night. Talk to the coach, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. It's all coming up.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
On the clock.
Our moms and dads worked hard to put us through school.
It's Godverson. She gets it to Pearson. Back to Godverson. Shot is no good. No good. And Amherst wins it. 58-57.
So we can talk sports. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. KICS Hastings. KXPN Kearney.
A wind chill advise remains in effect for our area yet today, as we'll see lingering clouds and a chance for some scattered flurries and snow showers. Any accumulation stay to coating with a high of 6, with northeast winds breezy at times around 10 to 20. I'm Paul Frobley.
Right now, 2 below.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on today's program. 2005 is when the Nebraska women won in triple overtime. They've had success at home against Baylor.
103-99.
Yeah, not so much on the road.
Doug, this weekend, I think the golf tournaments continue to get bigger here, but the Phoenix Open, I think, catches a lot of people's eyes, and people yelling Tiger would make it as Phil dropped the 30-foot putt. Just things that get yelled at number 16. But you go down this leaderboard. Is it good for golf when no names are all over the place, or do you like the names you know? And for those guys, you go right down here in the top 10 in this golf tournament. Mark Wilson wins it. Now, if you're Dave James, if you're Scott Brewer, if you're Chad Liddy, pick your pro at Riverside, pick your pro at Lachlan. If you're one of those guys that follows golf, maybe Mark Wilson's a household name that rolls off the tongue and you go, oh, yeah, Sparky Marky, yeah. He played at Oklahoma State, and you can rattle off all the statistics from his career. I cannot. Jason Duffner, Martin Laird, Gary Woodland, Weeb Simpson.
A couple of those guys have been at the top here the first couple of weeks. Wilson's won twice this year. Woodland is that ex basketball player, I think, that was right down, maybe lost in a playoff a week ago.
Okay. So, I mean, Chris Couch, Tommy Ganey's up there. There's a name.
Two gloves.
There you go. Tommy Two Gloves playing on the nationwide tour. I think a lot of people are from the Cox Classic. But you go down this list. You don't have the Phils and the Bubba Watsons and the yeah they're down here a ways. Bill Haas is a name people recognize. I don't know if that's good for golf or not. I guess it shows you the depth of the PGA Tour and how difficult it is to separate from the nationwide tour. Just when you look down there and there's only three names, or you could say, oh yeah, Vijay was up there at third. Okay, tied for third and fourth. Great. Nick Watney was up there. J.B. Holmes was up there. But really, out of the top 10, when there's six or seven names, which you're okay.
You got to get up earlier and watch what's going on overseas. And again, it's to the point now where these big names don't have to play every week to make the money that they make because of sponsorship, because of what they can win on the tournament, on the tour. They'll start getting going here in the next week or two and start playing more tournaments. You'll start hearing what's going on. So, yeah, and again, I think it's just an interest level. Golf's on, yes, and you might have it on TV number two if you're in a sports bar or if you got two or three at home, but that's not your main focus right now. You've been watching football and now college basketball. And when that's done, when the TPC comes on, when the Masters come on, then it's golf season. Coming up on the show this week, we told you that we're going to be previewing what's going on with the Heartland Hoops Classic. We're also going to be previewing wrestling. Mike Shadwinkle from Grand Island just confirmed that we could talk to him at the end of the show today. So he is coming up on the show today. Tom McCann of Kearney High is going to join us tomorrow. We're going to talk with Ross Halford from Huskerman on Thursday. All that's coming up.
This wrestling deal, why do we have to set the districts? Why do we have to set them before the year starts?
Yeah, I talked to Tom McCann yesterday, and I go, well, I guess it is what it is. And he goes, no, but it doesn't have to be that way. And I think and we're going to effort Jim Angeli on the show next week because there are some changes at the state wrestling meet this year. They're going to 10 mats, which should make it move faster. It's going to start later, which means you can sleep an extra hour. You don't have to get these people in there to the Quest Center at 5 o'clock so that they can start weighing kids in at 6 so that they can be ready to wrestle at 8 and all that kind of hooey that's been going on. And it should be more fan-friendly. They're actually assigning mats. You know, you used to have to listen which mat you're coming up on. Apparently, I came across that they're going to assign mats, so you kind of know where you're going to be. And wait for that to happen. So some changes going on there. And we'll talk with Mike about it. The top three teams in the state are in the same district.
Four out of the top six, I believe.
There are going to be some teams. So there's going to be a district or two out there that's going to be so horrible. I mean, I expect to see at the state tournament bye. Someone will get a bye. I expect to see that at the state tournament. It's a joke. I mean, and when Coach McCann told me that, I guess I didn't realize that it was that stacked. I mean, I knew that Kearney and Grand Island had been in the same district this year. But you look at that and you go, kids that medaled last year might be at a weight where they don't even get to go to state. And that shouldn't be, because it can be handled. We are now at the point in Class A where we do not know right now which boys or girls basketball teams will be playing in the districts. They look at the wild card points, they assign the spots, and we play. We're at that point now. We're so far in the computer age, and it's easy to travel, and boy, we don't have to horse and buggy it anymore, that they're doing that in Class A. They want to do it in other classes, which is tough because of the geographics of the state of Nebraska. You can't really have somebody from Shadron driving out to, Bennington to play a sub-district game. You just can't be doing that. But in Class A, with Kearney being...
You've got four districts. Yeah, you got eight teams in the district. Right. It isn't rocket science.
It's easier to do that. And with wrestling, I would think after this year, that needs to be fixed. Coach McCann, and I know Coach Shadwinkle and the folks in the wrestling community know how other states do it. And I would think that they could figure something out.
I know people sitting out there, oh, Daddy, the resident wrestling expert. No. All I want is I want the best kids to compete for the medals in Lincoln, and that's not going to happen the way it is right now. And it's going to cheat some kids out of even getting to Lincoln. And I think that's unfortunate when you've got eight kids at every four of them are going to go if your bracket's full. That the best kids should get to go, and they're not going to go this way.
We are starting to get some entries now for our Big Dally Deli's email contest. using our word of the day. Each of us on the show, Daddy, myself, and our producer, Merritt, pick a word. We give you a couple of days to send in your emails. Yesterday was the first day, the inaugural. I'm going to give you the first few that we have here. And the words that we've decided to use were Daddy picked first and picked Beaver. Merritt then said computer, and I said Rogers. Corey says, after reviewing Rogers' stats on my computer, I have come to the conclusion that Rogers was as swift as a beaver and chewed up the Steelers' defense.
Very nice.
This comes from Jeff the Poet.
Swift Beaver.
He says, a poem. As I sit at my computer and try to think, I would love a Big Deli sandwich with an ice cold drink. Use the three given words in a short email. I must do this and I will not fail. But I have two words left and my email's almost done. Ah, the luck, out my window walks a beaver wearing Aaron Rodgers jersey. Tell me I've won. Thanks, poet. Bill and Carney was a lot shorter. The picture of the beaver on Aaron Rodgers' computer even made Big Ben blush. Send them in, folks. Send us your email.
Who knew we could have fun doing this?
Computer, Rogers, Beaver. We're going to pick one, and they're going to win a Big Daddy's Deli combo meal. We're going to take a break and talk a little basketball. Shane Anderson, head coach of Norfolk Catholic, brings his team down undefeated, number one in C1 to the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll be back after this.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept. Visit AutoOwners.com to find an agent near you. Auto Owners, the no problem people.
For award information, visit JDPower.com.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, so you run for the coffee, grab a soda. But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo in continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect for our area yet today, as we'll see lingering clouds and a chance for some scattered flurries and snow showers. Any accumulation stay to coating with a high of 6 with northeast winds breezy at times around 10 to 20. I'm Paul Frombly.
Right now, 2 below.
Somebody bring me back some money,
the guests of the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. Check out their breakfast menu with 8 different items, including Seattle's best coffee for only $1. 2-buck doubles with bacon, just $3. And that's all at BK. 2 locations in Kearney, next to Walmart, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, or near Kearney Cinema, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Keep those emails coming, you weirdos.
Yeah, have some fun with it. We appreciate them all.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming your way here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Adams Central St. Cecilia should be a great battle tonight in Hastings. You can hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. Some other games tonight. Hastings taking on Crete. Kearney Catholic takes on Centura. Ravenna plays St. Paul. Sutton Tri-County. There's a lot of games out there tonight. Hope you can enjoy some of them, and hopefully a few of them will be good matchups. The new high school rankings are out. Not near as many changes as I would have thought. Some classes, everybody won. Some, everybody lost. Some, they weren't good enough to move up, apparently. But congratulations to the champions last night in the Twin Valley and Southern Nebraska Conference tournaments. And that includes the Shelton boys over Franklin, and Deschler is the runner-up on the Southern Nebraska. Sutton upsets the top seed Milford, and David City beats Tri-County.
Yeah, a lot of good basketball starting to get played. I think just people just finally, it's finally that part of the season where a lot of heads are starting to turn, and people are getting geared up for these district tournaments. And this is a final part. Conference tournament, you play about a week and a half, and then boom, it's district tournament.
Sub-districts begin for C&D girls Monday. Also in the girls last night, Sandy Creek stayed unbeaten, Downing Superior to win the Southern Nebraska Conference tournament, Sutton the runner-up. And in the Twin Valley, Kristen Drudick hits a three at the horn to keep Lawrence Nelson unbeaten and conference champions as they beat Red Cloud. Shelton defeated Blue Hill to take the third place game when it came to the high school tournaments that wrapped up in the area last night. Well, the fourth annual Heartland Hoops Classic is coming up on Saturday, and you'll be able to hear games on our network of stations, including here on ESPN, beginning at 9 a.m. But one of the evening contests, which you'll hear on Classic Hits 98.9, C1 top-ranked Norfolk Catholic against C1 second-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic, both unbeaten. And, of course, this is just the matter of opinion from Stu Pospisil and Riley Jane Hamilton, but I know Norfolk Catholic likes being number one. And head coach Shane Anderson joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, it's great to have you on, and can't wait to see what should be a great, great basketball game coming up this week. But for folks that follow high school hoops, and Bob Jensen has a story on Huskerland Preps about your ball club right now, let's start there. A little banged up, but whoever's in there is getting the job done for you. How is your team heading into this week?
Well, we're fortunate, I guess, that we have basically a week off. We don't have any games. We've went the last 3 weeks playing three games, so it's nice to just have a one game a week schedule right now. And that's going to give our kids a chance to get healthy. I think by the time Saturday rolls around, we should be in pretty good shape. Our two big kids battled some injuries. Ethan got a concussion a couple weeks ago, and he played really well this last weekend, but ended up losing a tooth in one of the battles that we had, and he got that fixed today. And then Ben Ewing is recovering from an ankle injury, and I think he'll be close to 100% by Saturday. So, hopefully both teams are full force, and it'll give people a good show and their money's worth for the game.
Shane, if you'd have known you'd have been 19-0 right now, would you have accepted this challenge to come to Grand Island?
Oh, of course. It's we haven't been able to play down there. We've done a couple of prep classics in Lincoln and Omaha, but the Heartland Center, from what we've heard, is a great venue to play in. And Grand Island CC, we've actually talked with them a few times about getting them on a regular season schedule. So this is just a bonus for us to be able to go down and play in a great venue and great competition. And this time of year, I'm sure Coach Gabers feels the same way. You want the best competition to prepare you for sub-districts and district play. And hopefully a chance at the state tournament.
This may be, probably will be, your biggest test of the regular season, but you're just coming off a conference championship where your kids put up a lot of points. Do you like the progression of this ball club? Did you see a team that was going to be able to score averaging in the 60s, and you got into the 80s this week?
It was probably good for us, maybe, that Ethan and Ben, they both missed the first round game of the conference tournament, and those two guys both averaged about 18 points a game for us, but we really had some other guys step up and score big that first game, and then that carried over into the second and the third game. And that championship game, we had another starter, Eric Becker. He was our leading scorer, and he's really come on lately and shooting the ball well. So those injuries may have been a blessing in disguise for our offense. I thought we would be pretty good offensively. Those two big guys, they are so versatile in what they can do. They can play inside and outside, and it's just a matter of it's been just a matter of the season convincing the other guys that they need to be contributors and not just pass first, that they are going to get open looks and you know, have confidence in themselves and knocking them down.
Norfolk Catholic boys basketball coach Shane Anderson joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you look up and down the schedule. You guys have not really been tested. Nobody's taking you to the wire. Is that a concern?
Oh, I don't know. We've played some tough games. You know, Hastings St. Cecilia early was only a 4-point win for us, and Wahoo, we really had to work the whole game, to get by them. Wahoo Newman early in the season, and we've had some tough games. We just have been a team that, knock on wood, we shot free throws pretty well, and we're a pretty good rebounding team. And when you get into games where teams make a run at you in the fourth quarter, those are two things that you have to be able to control. We don't give teams very many second chance opportunities off missed shots, and so far this year, like I said, knock on wood, I don't want to curse ourselves now, but we've been able to do our job at the free throw line. We shoot about 70% as a team, and when teams are forced to foul you and you can knock down those shots, you're able to pull away. So hopefully that can continue for us.
Is there one aspect of your game you'd like to see improved if you're going to lift that trophy at the end of the year?
Oh, we're maybe not the best three-point shooting team. I don't know that that's something that we really look for or we have to be great to be successful, but I do know that, when we shoot well from the three-point line, West Point CC is a very good basketball team, and we were 7-20, 30-some percent. When we can shoot well from the outside, we're very difficult to stop because there's, we transition the ball pretty well. We have good inside presence, obviously, with our big guys that we have, and then defensively we've been very strong too. So if we can get that part of our game to be consistent and clicking, we're, that makes us very difficult.
Shane, what about Grand Island Central Catholic? For the first time in a long time, we've actually seen them score some points too, but boy, do they like to put the clamps down on defense. How do you attack the fake hit, and how do you play so the style fits yours liking and not Central Catholic's?
Well, the Fahey kid, he's going to be difficult to stop. They've played. We see teams play some zone against him on film, and I guess had as much success as maybe you can have against him. But he just, he can shoot the three so well. He's so quick off the dribble. Probably what scares me the most is just his ability to control his body and draw fouls and get into people and create contact. And that's something that worries me a little bit. We've got we play a lot of guys, but it's. The key, I guess, to have a few guys out there and our best defensive players. I think if we can keep those guys out of foul trouble, I think they're quick enough to stay with him and they're smart enough to keep their hands up and make things difficult. But he's just an extraordinary player. So, we're just going to rotate, try to keep some fresh legs on him. And, we're a man-to-man team primarily. I'm not going to say that we won't play zone. We do play some 1-3-1 and 2-3. But, if we're doing our best, it's usually in man-to-man. And then, you just have to be able to handle their physical style. They're not very tall. I mean, we definitely have a height advantage, but their guards really get out and pressure. They're physical. They get their arms and hands on you and just try to limit your penetration into the paint. And, they're just a good basketball team. And, I'm sure they probably feel the same way about us, that they're going to have some matchup problems. And, we're going to have some matchup problems with them. It's just going to be, probably just, a good old basketball game where you're going to try to limit the turnovers and make some free throws and not give too many second chance opportunities. And, if we've always felt this year that if we can shoot more free throws than our opponent, keep them off the boards and win the turnover margin, that will be okay at the end of the day. So if those three things can happen, then we'll take whatever the score has to offer then, I guess.
Looking over the limited information we have, Doug, that was one thing I was just going next. 6'7", 6'7", 6'5", 6'4", 6'4". That should be an advantage in Class C basketball.
Well, you would look forward to some speed and some length out there on that basketball court. I guess that's the last question here for you, Shane. Folks down here haven't seen Norfolk Catholic play, so if they're at the event center on Saturday, what's the one thing that stands out about your team or who's the player that's really special? I know you've touched on a couple of them, but what's the one thing that they're going to notice right away about your ball club?
Well, they're going to notice our size, and as far as players go, Ethan Brozek is a kid that's going to go play at UNO next year, and I've seen a lot of players in the state and been able to coach the Bison team here a few years ago, and I don't know that there's many players better than him. He can really do it all. He's able to take people off the dribble pretty well. He's strong in the post area. He's one of the quickest guys we have in football. He ran a 4.5 40, and he's just super athletic, and You know, if he gets a chance, you'll see him throw a couple down. It doesn't take a lot of room for him to do it. So he's a pretty special player. And you know, if, like you said, if they come out, get a chance to come out and see a few games, you know, I think you'll be impressed with some of the players we have, and vice versa. The Fahey kid is, you know, you're going to look at point guards or guards around the state. You know, he's going to be one of the best that you find at that position too.
Well, Shane, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to catching up with you Saturday at the Heartland Event Center and, of course, broadcasting the game as well. So best of luck. 1-2 doesn't get any better than that.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. Shane Anderson. As he said, they don't play this week. Central Catholic does. The night before, St. Cecilia. Just the way it is. Just the way it is. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk a little wrestling. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is still coming up. Looking for more of your emails on Beaver, Computer, and Rogers. You put those three in a sentence or a paragraph or a poem, as Jeff did, and you've got a chance to win a Big Daddy's Deli combo meal. So do that, and we'll be back after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and 3 decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hand.
The worldwide boxing event of the year is coming. Not to New York, not to Las Vegas. The worldwide televised Showtime World Title Fight Lightweight Division is coming to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, Nebraska. Antonio DeMarco takes on Reyes Sanchez Saturday, February 26. Tickets on sale now while supplies last. Ticket prices start at $19 plus fees. Or get a limited number of family four-packs starting at $60 plus fees. Be a part of boxing history as DeMarco and Sanchez go head-to-head in 12 rounds for the world title. Never before has Nebraska hosted such a major boxing event. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets and the Fauner Park Business Office. This nationally televised Showtime World Title Fight is brought to you by these local sponsors.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Bud Light, Five Points Bank. With new improved bill pay system, watch for mobile banking coming soon, Five Points Bank. And Middleton Electric.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tuesday night, it's another battle in Hastings as the St. Cecilia Bluehawks welcome in the Adams Central Patriots. Girls at 6, the boys at 7:45 on 1230 AM KHAS. Adams Central at St. Cecilia Tuesday night on 1230 KHAS. The doubleheader begins at 6, and you can catch it as well on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect for our area yet today, as we'll see lingering clouds and a chance for some scattered flurries and snow showers. Any accumulation stayed a coating with a high of 6, with northeast winds breezy at times around 10 to 20. I'm Paul Frobley.
Right now, 2 below.
Cast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But right now, Midway Advantage is a Midway certified pre-owned comprehensive 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty, plus a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty on all certified vehicles with a 30-day exchange policy and no charge roadside assistance on all certified vehicles. It's more than $2,500 added value when you buy from the Midway Auto Group. That's Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Midway Buick Cadillac Chevrolet on South 2nd Avenue. Think Midway.com. Folks, it's all there for you, and you can always go online at thinkmidway.com to find out more. Experience the Midway Advantage at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac. As we welcome into the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, the head wrestling coach at Grand Island, Mike Shadwinkle, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It is District Week. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having us catch up with you here today. I know it's a busy time, and we talked a little wrestling earlier in the week, earlier in the show, I guess. And you get ready to go into what is supposed to be the toughest district in Class A. Let's start with your club, though. Obviously, you dropped from the number one spot for a couple of reasons. I guess I'll just leave the forum up to you how you would like to discuss what has happened here in the last maybe month to 6 weeks and where your team is now heading into districts.
Well, you know, we've had some issues, there's no doubt. You know, I think probably, I would guess that probably half or better than half of the wrestling programs in the state of Nebraska have had some issues with kids making mistakes. I mean, kids are kids and they make mistakes, and it's kind of our job as teachers and coaches and people that are leaders and people that are role models for these kids to help discipline them and help them learn from their mistakes. And, you know, we've had to deal with some of that this year. And, you know, it's been pretty widely publicized. And, you know, I guess when you're the team that's on top, then, you know, some of that stuff gets magnified a little bit more. And, you know, that's the way it goes. But, you know, really our team's doing great. You know, we've got our lineup pretty well where we think we want it. And, you know, we've had really a pretty good week of practice last week, and really feel like we're starting to hit our stride right now. And you know, all the pieces of the puzzle are there. It's just a matter of us getting it all put together and going in and having a great district tournament.
Mike, obviously, with the four out of the top six teams in the state being in this district, really, I guess it's unfair in a lot of people's mind. Can't something be done about this?
Well, you know, it's just the way it goes, really. You know, they've set up a format and how that they're going to line up the districts. You know, until somebody steps up, and you know, I guess maybe that's on me and some of the other coaches if we feel bad enough about it, that, you know, we need to go through the proper channels and through the NSAA to try to devise a different way of figuring out the districts. You know, when they serpentine it this way based on the by the school population, you know, some years you're going to have this happen. You know, it happens every year. There's always one district that, you know, oftentimes there's always that one district that stands out. Sometimes it's two districts. You know, there's been some really soft districts at times. You know, really this district is a pretty good, tough district. It is fairly loaded. But, you know, with the exception of our district, it's probably, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years, I think, is the best balance across all four districts, you know, that I think I've ever seen. It seems like there's always one that's really, really soft, and I think that oftentimes is a greater travesty than one that's really, really tough.
Mike Shadwinkle, the head wrestling coach of the Grand Island Islanders. Coach, I have to ask you, when the kids see that they fell from number one, and then I still hear from the wrestling community, they say, well, they're going to have this many kids. If they like to pencil it out like everybody does. This is, if it's played out on paper, Grand Island's going to be just fine. Did that spark extra motivation for this team? Maybe something that the team that has been so successful for the last handful of years needed?
I don't know. I don't know that our kids really even care that much. You know, we're so worried about just taking care of ourselves and, you know, staying focused on our goals and focused on what we need to do. You know, we didn't really even talk about it too much. You know, I think our kids, I'm sure they know, but as a whole, we haven't really talked about it. And so, our practices have been good since we dropped, but I don't know that there's any substantiality to it being, you know, a real big deal to anybody.
Let's go back to the districts, Mike. We talked about how tough your A3 district or A4 district is. Where is it going to be the toughest? I know you've probably had a chance to look over what's the weight class or two that really is stacked this year.
Well, I think the one that jumps out right away is 140. You know, you've got Carlos Rodriguez in there. You've got Noah Gable from Kearney. You know, you've got Preston Lauterbach from Bell West and Brett Labuda from Southeast. You know, it's just a really good, strong weight class. You know, and not to say that there aren't other ones, because there are, but that's one that jumps out to me a little bit. You know, 125 is another weight class that looks pretty solid. 103 is another fairly solid weight class. 215, oddly enough, is one that, you know, I think probably a lot of coaches have been looking at throughout the year as being kind of a not a real strong weight class. But in our district, it looks to shape up to be a respectable weight class, and there's going to be some decent kids maybe potentially left home in that one too. So, you know, it's all, you know, 145 is another weight class that you look at across the board as, you know, maybe not being one of the stronger weight classes in Class A this year, but, you know, one, again, that in our district looks pretty good. So, you know, those are some of the weight classes that I think you look at on paper that look like kind of stand out a little bit in our district.
So when it's all said and done, how many kids you plan on getting on that bus to take to Omaha?
Well, you know, for the last, I don't know what it's been, 3 or 4 years, we've taken our entire lineup, you know, and I think Millard South and Kearney has been right there as well, or maybe we're at 13. So it's going to be interesting to see how us three teams kind of handle this, because we're used to just taking our whole lineup. So obviously that's our goal. We want to take every single kid in our lineup. We feel like we've got every chance to do it. Now, whether or not we step up and perform when it counts is you know, everything that we're working on and everything that we're hoping for, and we'll find out on Saturday, I guess.
Mike, what about the changes that are being made to the state tournament? I know it's still a week away, but and we'll, hopefully we can catch up with you on the wrestling rally Sunday. I'll get you that info. But sure. What about the changes to the state meet?
Well, I think adding the extra two mats and doing it the way they're doing it is really exciting. I think it's an excellent thing. I think the fact that we get to weigh in an hour later is excellent. You know, that's a hectic early morning and makes for some long, long days. And especially Friday night to Saturday morning is an extremely quick turnaround when you don't get done and back to your hotel and settled in till, you know, 11, 11:30 at night, sometimes midnight, by the time you get them all to bed. And then the next morning you're up at 5:30 to get to the hotel or get to the Quest Center in time to get weighed in and ready to go, because it was normally a 7 o'clock weigh-in. So I think that's probably the thing that I'm looking at as being the biggest deal is having that extra hour in the morning to get yourself ready to go. At the 10 mats, we'll see how things go. Us having the ability to have four coaches on the floor, if we get 10 qualified at least, is another good positive change for this year. You know, I'd love to see it expand even more, because even if you have five guys, you know, that are bunched up in a weight class, you know, you've got five guys in a row at the end. If you got, you know, 71, 89, 215 heavyweight, you could still have them all wrestling at the same time. And you might only be getting two or three coaches on the floor. So it's not solved, but I think it's better.
Mike, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Do me a favor, tell your 103-pounder that Big Daddy's going to be watching him.
All right, I will do that.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet.
Best of luck to the districts, and we'll see you at state.
Appreciate it.
Mike,
nice talking with you guys.
Thanks, buddy. Defending champions, number one in our hearts.
Are they going to win the deal again?
Yeah.
It's over.
No, it's not over. You asked me if they're going to win. I said, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Sportsbooks in Nevada hung on to win just over $724,000 from Super Bowl bets despite heavy gambling on the Packers and lots of scoring because, you know, the fans, the public loves the overs.
Points, points, points.
Yeah, so there you go. Nevada casinos won $6.9 million last year on $82.7 million worth of bets. This year, $87.5 million was wagered on the championship game.
So if 87.5 was, you know, you got to remember, people, that's a 8.7 million in juice, and they won 700,000.
Yeah. 1%.
Yeah.
1%. Also, the Nebraska Danger has signed former Husker running back Kenny Wilson.
Bring it, Kenny.
He had been with Omaha for a little bit, and there you go. Hey, I want you to read I want you to get into this. So we're giving away a Big Daddy Deli combo in the next day or two by using computer, beaver, and Rogers in a sentence. What do you got?
Well, Andrew has chimed in, says, Doug and Daddy, Mr. Rogers sat down at his computer wearing his new beaver pelt sweater to see how Aaron Rodgers and the Packers did in the Super Bowl. He was very happy to see the Packers had defeated the Steelers, so he called Doug to let him know he wouldn't have to do anything crazy things the listeners were requesting. Thank you, Andy. We'll put that in the pile.
That's right. Somebody's going to win, but right now. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 weeks, you are eligible to play Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. A $25 gift card goes to the winner of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Call now. We're going to take you on the air this week because we're going to have a little fun. Football's done. I don't want to talk about the NBA All-Star game that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Paul.
Paul, how you doing?
Good.
Do you like sports movies?
Oh, yeah, I do.
It's Rocky Week on AMC. Last night, Rocky. Oh, you're not a Rocky fan, and Rocky every night. You're not a Rocky fan. You might be in some trouble here. So here's the question. What was the name of the referee in the championship fight?
I'm going to go with Mills Lane.
That's what Daddy guessed, but it's still wrong. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. We've got a variety of questions. Who are we chatting with? Nobody. 888-455. Yes, it is Rocky Trivia today on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. It is Rocky Week on AMC. Boxing. Who are we chatting with?
This is Ron.
Daddy, ask your question. Well, you had your in Rocky III, Hulk Hogan. That's where he got it, kind of his big break. What was Hulk Hogan's name? Character name in Rocky III?
Thunderlip.
who actually knew that in the background?
Bill from Texas.
Yeah, okay, great. Hang on the line. A $25 gift card is coming your way.
Thunderlips.
Yeah, I thought that would be tougher.
And see, you went through them all. I didn't even know.
Was the referee. We're not going to say too many more. Maybe we'll do that again later in the week.
You're a Rocky, really. You know them all inside and out.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm.
You asked me who Rocky fought in all his fights. I rattled them off in Mach 1 second. Apollo Creed, Clubber Lang, Drago, Ivan Drago, Tommy Gunn. And then in Rocky Balboa, which I don't consider but that was an actual, there was actually two fighters. Actual two boxers that actually came in and played in the last two movies.
That was when it went really downhill, though.
Well, he got back from Russia. It was a bad deal. It was a bad deal, people. Bad
Siberia.
Deal. It's cold over there.
Yes, it was.
Cold over there. Seriously. You've done it many times, and I don't think the snow's piled high enough in the parking lot here for you to run to the top and go, Drago!
See.
But tonight, Rocky 2, which could be Rocky 1's great. Rocky 2 is pretty good because he wins.
It always ends up making me cry, though, because somebody always dies.
No.
Well, those first ones, the early ones.
Nobody died in Rocky 1. Nobody died in Rocky 2.
The Mick?
No.
Who's the trainer guy?
Rocky 3.
Oh, yeah, see, that's the one that made me cry.
Loser. I can't believe you didn't know that. We want to thank Mike Shadwinkle, head wrestling coach at Grand Island Senior High, Shane Anderson, the head boys basketball coach at Norfolk Catholic, and we also want to thank John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears, for all joining us on the program today. Tomorrow, our Loper Link will be joined by the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride, who's going to be on the show tomorrow. They've got their rush coming up. We're going to talk about that and the homestand that's going on, and we're only a month away from the NCAA Wrestling Championships. That's all coming up. We will also be talking tomorrow with Tom Crable, the head boys basketball coach at Boys Town, as they come to the Heartland Hoops Classic, and Kearney wrestling coach Tom McCann among our guests tomorrow.
Hey, we look forward to having you right back with us tomorrow, 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
Computer Beaver Rogers. Send us your email.
It's that simple, people. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.